According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 1 in 5 teen drivers involved in fatal crashes in 2010 had some alcohol in their system. But to many teens, that's just a number, which is why advocates say staging mock car crashes at high schools is an effective way to show the realities of drunk driving. The show's Annika Klein gawked at one Arizona group's realism.
A smashed sedan is lowered from a tow truck onto the sidewalk outside Pinnacle High School. It's much less dramatic than an actual rollover, but the glass shards on the ground and fuel dripping out of a gas tank that's now facing skyward are realistic touches. So are the victims about to get into the car.
Oh yes, I'm all bloodified, gory here. Got some fake blood dripping down my face.
Chandler Wagner graduated from Pinnacle in 2013 and is back at her alma mater to basically play dead. Her mom, Tina Grego, is a longtime member of Mothers Awareness on School-Aged Kids, or MASK, which arranged the crash.
Seeing her in the car is just going to be surreal.
Getting Grego to feel that way about the crash isn't too hard, considering her daughter is a victim. Making students take it seriously is the challenge. That's why MASK takes realism to the next level with their mock crashes. Michelle Cardini is the organization's co-founder.
We asked parents not to tell the students so it would be something that would really grab their attention. What's going on? Why is this going on? What happened?
That's right. MASK forewarned parents about the crash with phone calls, but asked that they keep the event secret from their kids. As the students arrive in cars and buses, MASK members step aside and wait to see if the stunt works.
I'm Josh Hardy, and I'm in 10th grade. I was just sitting on the bus, enjoying my morning, and my heart kind of stopped when I saw this.
Hardy and many of his classmates had no clue the crash was happening today. He says he's used to teachers warning them about reckless driving, but this was new.
Definitely has more of an impact because the crowd is getting bigger by the moment.
By the time a fire crew is ripping open the back door with the jaws of life, more than 100 kids are pressed against the school fence. A yellow evacuation helicopter heads in for a landing. Some students are laughing and recording video of the scene with their smartphones, but others are not so sure this isn't a real situation.
Is there a person? Oh, there's a person.
But does the impact of the mock crash last? Advocates with the Arizona chapter of Students Against Drunk Driving say behavior change from mock crashes is short-lived, so they encourage groups to conduct them right before a high-risk time, like prom or spring break. Groups also have to weigh the cost to the benefits of a mock crash. An elaborate one like today's can cost thousands of dollars to create, but Cardini says it's worth it.
Because kids, you know, they don't want to hear someone standing up there talking about statistics.
And MASK doesn't want Arizona teens to become another number in a data set about drunk driving. They're hoping the imagery will stick with students at least through next week's spring break. It's the show. I'm Annika Klein.